Fact Quote episode number 75. Today is the 16th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Joe. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about quarter. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Quarters to serve as a catalyst for the development of a new generation of high-tech technology and innovation in the world of gaming. For example, it is common for a company's quarterly report to compare the same quarter of the previous year with the first quarter of the year in which it was reported. Quarterly figures are typically expressed in a single quarter, such as Q1, Q2 or Q3, and refer to one, a quarter of the year. For example, quarters will be shown in the fourth quarter of 2019, while Q1 2020 and Z1 20 will be the first quarter of each year in 2020. In such a situation, the results of department stores in the first quarter would indicate an alarming decline in sales compared to their performance in the fourth quarter. It is reasonable to assume that the internal strength of a company will not improve if sales and profit do not grow compared to the same quarter of the previous year. Retailers make their annual profits in the first three quarters of each year, while construction companies do the majority of their business in the first and third quarters. This analysis will overlap with the data from the last annual report, but it will still give an idea of what 2019 will look like at the end of the year. Analysts would summarize the final quarter and 2018 to provide an estimate of a company's earnings and revenue performance. One approach to solving this problem is to use a fourth quarter analysis, which shows, however, that the first three quarters of 2019 were poor compared to the first 3 months of 2018. In this case, we expect the company's third quarter 2019 results to be available and estimate the 2019 full year results by summarizing the last four quarters. From 1980 onwards, the Philadelphia Mint was allowed to mark the coins of 1 cent coins with its mint stamp. The Cupro nickel coins were minted in 1965 and 1967, and the quarters minted between 1968 and 1979 were minted with the mint mark on the coin side instead of the reverse. In addition, in the United States, mint marks are placed on coins on the alleged date of issue, not on the actual date of issue. 20 to 5 cent coins minted from 1980 onwards are struck with the die on the reverse of the coin instead of the reverse. The coin counter on this coin will contain the issue date, the number of coins in circulation, and the weight of each coin. It is located on the back above the wreath on which the eagle is enthroned, but will either be blank or blank on both sides. The Copper and Nickel District in Washington was first issued in 1965, and the Denver coin was added in 1967. Although the U.S. coin mint did not reappear until 1968, to keep prices down, the federal government flooded the market with silver, thereby keeping the intrinsic value of the U.S. coin from exceeding its face value. Regardless of how these coins were made, there is no doubt that they are rare and expensive and highly sought after by collectors of U.S. faulty coins. Any collector looking for an uncirculated specimen can purchase it for a few dollars in his coin shop, or he can purchase a copy minted at the San Francisco Mint, which is offered as proof sets for only a few dollars, especially for collectors. Bodgers writes that while it is no surprise that many 200-year-old coins are worth more than standard, a quarter of 1970 coins could be worth well over 25 cents. Indeed, some of the rarest and rarest coins from the 1970s, such as the American Eagle, can be bought for under $10. The article refers to the S. Washington quarter of 1970, which was hit in 1941, along with the Canadian and U.S. dollar quarters. The rare 1970 quarter was produced when the Canadian quarter of 1941 flowed into the San Francisco Mint, which was founded to create proof quarters. Remains of his design can be seen on the surface of the Washington area, and the front of the head shows George Washington, who used the neighborhood from 1932, and the signature of the U.S. president. The back of the tail is decorated with five designs over the years, all of which show the names of U.S. presidents as well as the dates of birth, death, and death of presidents. The current regular coin, the coin, is the Washington area, with George Washington on the obverse. The cross has been in circulation in the United States for over 50 years, after the first U.S. quarter was issued in 1876 and the second in 1898, and the third and fourth quarters in 1899 and 1902. This obverse shows an inscription that first appeared on U.S. coins as part of a program to preserve neighborhoods in 50 states that began in 1999. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.